We often need to work with physical quantities that have both numerical and directional properties. As noted, quantities of this nature are represented by vectors. We discuss the addition and subtraction of vector quantities together with some common applications to physical situations. Vector quantities are used throughout this text, and it is therefore imperative that you master both their graphical and their algebraic properties. Let us look at coordinate systems. Many aspects of physics deal in some form or other with locations in space. For example, the mathematical description of an object's motion requires a method for description of object position at various times. This description is accomplished with the use of coordinates, and we use the Cartesian coordinate systems, in which horizontal and vertical axes intersect at a point taken to be the origin. Cartesian coordinates are also called rectangular coordinates. Sometimes it is more convenient to represent a point in a plane by its plane polar coordinates, r, theta. In this polar coordinate system, r is the distance from the origin to the point having Cartesian coordinates x, y. And theta is the angle between r and a fixed axis. This fixed axis is usually the positive x-axis, and theta is usually measured counterclockwise from it. From the right angle triangle, we find that sine theta is equal to y by r, and that cos theta is equal to x by r. Therefore, starting with the plane polar coordinates of any point, we obtain the Cartesian coordinates by using the equations. X is equal to r cos theta, y is equal to r sin theta. Furthermore, the definition of trigonometry tell us that tan theta is equal to y by x, r is equal to square root of x square plus y square. These four expressions relating the coordinates x, y to the coordinates r, theta apply only when theta is defined. In other words, when positive theta is angle measured counterclockwise from the positive x-axis. Some scientific calculators perform conversion between Cartesian and polar coordinates based on these standard conventions. If the reference axis for the polar angle theta is chosen to be one other than the positive x-axis, or if the sense of increasing theta is chosen differently, then the expression relating the two sets of coordinates will change.